Start of the day, Yitoi, Rabbi Yeshua Cohen.
I'd like to talk today, Be'ezrat Hashem, about two different inyonim. The first inyon is it's regarding a certain aspect of a mitzvah we do every day. In fact, twice a day, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which the mitzvah deraisa, they say we do twice a day. So, one aspect of the mitzvah, as we know, Chazal instituted Brochas Kriyat Shema. The Shacharis, we have three brochas, in the evening four brochas, seven brochas altogether. Takanas Chazal. Now we know that the brochas of Kriyat Shema are not ma'akiv in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That means that to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you're yotze even without the brochas. And also we know that the brochas of Kriyat Shema can be said without being yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Meaning, if someone is missing the zman of Kriyat Shema, that means he's davening after the zman of Kriyat Shema, he still says the brichas Kriyat Shema. Sixth man Kriyat Shema, yeah, for example, this morning, let's say the second zman was around 9, I don't know exactly. So if you daven now, you still say the brichas Kriyat Shema because they're not dependent on the actual mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Same thing in the night. If you daven early, before the zman of Kriyat Shema, so you can still say the brachas Kriyat Shema. In other words, the takanas chazal of brachas Kriyat Shema, the brachas, were not dependent on the mitzvah. However, we do see from the poskim, Rishonim already, that there's definitely a maila to say the brachas of Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema in the zman that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. In other words, the time that you make the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in this man, and you say the brachas with Kriyat Shema is definitely a hidvah, a maila. So, just to sort of bring a source for that, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Vav is quoting a Magen Avraham, which is based on Rishonim. He's talking there about the minhag is we say Shema already before davening in Karbonos, right? There's a minhag to say Shema. So the Magen Avraham says, Achichavan Shleilotzis. When a person says Shema, then, right, in Karbonos, he should be chavan not to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Elohim Kein Yoresh Atzibu Yavazman Kriyat Shema. Unless he's worried that the Atzibu, when he gets to Shema later in davening, they're going to miss the Zma. But if not, he should be chavan Leilotzis. Other Kashle Yavru, if they're not going to miss it, Mutav Lotzis Yidea Kriyat Shema Matzibu. It's better to be Yotze Kriyat Shema later with the Tzibah. But Tzibah, you could call the parashas of a Virchay Seho. With the Tzibah, you're going to say the whole Shema with the Brachas. As Chazal will Masak and Chatzchila. So better not to be Yotze before, because you'll be saying it then without the Brachas. Then he continues, V'mokim Sheyoresh HaTzibah Yabaz Man Kriyat Shema. If, however, the Tzibah are going to miss it, so then he should be Chavan Yichavan Liboy Kedin Kriyat Shema. He should be Chavan to be yotze then. And Rabbi Kivega adds on that, what about if you're not sure, right, sort of touch and go, you're not sure if the tzibur is, it depends how fast the chazan is davening, you're not sure if they're going to make the Shema with the, are they gonna, when they get to the Shema with the brochas, that they're going to make the zman. So Rabbi Kivega says, make it tonight. If the tzibur are going to miss it, so I should be yotze now, even though it's without the brochas, you're still yotze. If, however, we're going to catch the zman, don't be yotze now, because it's better to say it with the brachas. Mishnah Berurah says as well, actually, the Be'alocha, which is a chiddush, that we know there's two zmanim, so there's what we call the Magen Avraham zman, which is based on Leis HaShachar, and then there's the Gaon zman, based on Leis HaChama. So he says, even if you're going to miss the first zman, it's better to be mechaven to be yotze also before davening. On that, I saw the Sefer Ish Yisrael asks on the Mishnah Berurah, again, why shouldn't you should make, maybe you should make it tonight. Why should you not make it tonight? Because it's machlek, which the Zman is his main Zman. And if the Gaon Zman, the second Zman is correct, why should I not be yet to that with a bracha? So why shouldn't you make it tonight also, that if the first Zman is the right one, I should be yetzer now. If not, then I should not be yetzer, because it should be yetzer with the brachas. That's his kasha on the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. We see the same idea in other chayim as well, the chayim Adam and Aruch HaShulchan, and they also say this point that the chatchila, you should be saying it with, you should be saying the brachas with Krishma in the Zman of Krishma. There's actually a sofik, the Bialoch over here, he says, has a sofik bedas agon. That's agro, that perhaps it's even better to daven be yechidus and say Krishna with the brachas in this man, rather than davening betzibul and missing the brachas Krishna with this man. Meaning, of course, you have to say Krishna before davening if you're going to miss it. Of course, that's deichat fil betzibul. That's what they write. So the question is, you have a choice. Are you davening, let's say, Let's say Shema Krishma, the second man is 9 o'clock, and davening starts 9 o'clock. Let's say, so you could say Krishma first, and then daven, and you'll say with the minyan, and you'll say Krishma after this man. Well, no, maybe I should daven. That's the only minyan is then, so maybe I should daven earlier myself. Be Yechidus, say Krishma with the brachas. So there's a suffix that the Mishnah Berurah in the dance of the Gaon. He says that the Gaon has a suffix, maybe. It's even better to daven b'chidus. And we know the Maila Tfilah B'tzibbo is very great. It's a chiyah to daven b'tzibbo. And the Mailas, the Skulas, which as far as we say about it, the Medrash says that Ein Tfilah as a Sibbo Chazer as Reikom is not answered at all. Rambam says also Tfilah as a Sibbo in the Shmas Tomid. There's a major Skula in a Tfilah B'tzibbo being Meskabel. The Shia was dedicated to Leil Nishmas, the Zayda of Rav Nachum Dovid, who's also my Zayda as well, Rav Zalman Vosna, some of you probably remember him. So he, Tfilah B'Tzibbo was a very, very, very important to him. Always very macro about Tfilah B'Tzibbo. He once said to me something like, since his bar mitzvah, he's came out, never missed a minyan, only when he was mamish ill. Very, very macro. I remember one incident. I was there for Shabbos with my cousin when we were, a long time ago, we were boys, and Sunday morning, so in those days in the Shtibel, where he lived in the Preswitz, so there was probably only 1 minyan, going back probably 30 years, probably 7:15 or 7:45, I don't remember, there wasn't an 8:30 minyan anyway, so he went to daven, we woke up late, and he came back, and we'd missed the minyan. And he was mamish, I still remember today, he was so upset. Never seen him so upset before. Because to him it was so important. So we know that the Maila Tfilah B'Tzibbo is so great. That's the Sfarim tell us. At the same time, we see that there's even a suffix. Maybe it's better to daven to miss Tfilah B'Tzibbo in order to get this man Krishna with Bracha. So we see how important this is of saying the Brichas Krishna with this man Krishna. And the same thing. Actually, the Sefer Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, also known as Rabbi Yitzchak Petterburger, he taka paskins, he said he has a tshuva, and he paskins taka like that. It's better to daven b'yechidus and catch Birchas Krishma with his man Krishma rather than davening b'tzibbo later. And he explains, actually, he explains what's pshat. Why is it so important? That means, as we said, the brachas of Krishma you can say later, not dependent on the mitzvah of Krishma, and as Rishonim explains, because it's not really a brachas hamitzvahs. We don't say Asher Kud Shalom B'mitzvahs B'tzivon. Of course, a brachas hamitzvahs. See, if you've done the mitzvah without the bracha, you can't say the bracha. Doesn't make sense. But brachas Krishma, Chazal Masakin, is a brachas Hashvach. So why is it so important to say it with this man? So he explains, the Pri Yitzchok, that it's true the brachas Krishma, Chazal Masakin, has brachas independent of the mitzvah Krishma, but Krishma is a mitzvah, requires a bracha. Like every mitzvah requires a bracha, this also requires a bracha. So he says that in the brachas Krishma, it's also a substitute for a Birchas HaMitzvahs of Krishna. So it's true you can say the Birchas of Krishna without Krishna, but Krishna to say without Brochas, you do the mitzvah without the Brochas. It's not a mitzvah b'shlim musa. Now the same thing applies in Krishna Shel Arvis. We can daven, you can daven, you can say Birchas Krishna earlier, before this man, before Nacht. I say Krishna later. But it's not ideal. Now we see in Simon Rish Lamed Hei, which is Hilchus Mariv, which the Brewer says there, it's quite powerful. Loshen Ashri Mish Shemispalu Limatzibu Bizmanui, and the Kitzur as well, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also says very similar. Loshen Ashri Mish Shemispalu Balaylo Matzibu. So there's definitely a hiddur in saying Krishna. In this climate, in this season, in this country, it's not easy. It's difficult because the Zman is very late. But if we were looking, we had the mitzvahs the whole time, you know, when it comes to the Abraminim, when it comes to the tefillin, whatever, but here we have opportunity twice daily to be mehadr, to do a mitzvah b'shlei musa. You know, it's definitely we're looking for mischazik, it's definitely an inyan. Okay. There's actually another point which comes in here that many people don't know this. There's a Mishnah Berurah which brings among the Avraham, which is based on the Shloh and Hilchos Tefillah. It says that someone is davening b'yechida. Someone, let's say, he's not in town. He hasn't got a minyan. On holiday, wherever he is, he was davening at home. He's not well. He shouldn't daven. He's not allowed to daven b'yechidus before this man, Marv. Before Nacht, he's not allowed to daven Marv, i.e. Birchas Krishna. Because Birchas Krishna really was instituted, ideally, is meant to be said as man Krishna. So there's a hetter for a tzibu. A tzibu is a tircha, they come to Bincha, for them to go back and come again, there's a tircha, so they can daven Marv early. But for a yochid, there isn't a hetter. The kitzur as well, the kitzur shulchanov says the same thing as Siman Ayin. I don't know if someone needs to go to bed early and he hasn't got a minyan, ask a shayla, but as they state, that one should not daven early, it's especially heter b'tzibul, and not be a chidus. I didn't. Say again, I don't know if there's a heter, at least, should ask a shayla. I mean, there is another mishabur in Hilchus Shabbos, which seems to say you're not like that. There seems to be a stira. He's mashma Hilchos Shabbos, you can't daven. Seems to be a serious. I don't know. I know the shuls were sending out texts to daven, you know, make sure it's before plag and after plag. In other words, they were saying that you can. I don't know. I mean, I asked a couple of people about it, challenged a couple of rabbonim. I'm just saying over what to state. That's one topic. Another topic, which is actually parsha related. So there's a mitzvah actually we have in the parsha, which is maybe less common, is the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim, which is the mitzvah of the parsha of Matzah, which the Pasuk says, after Mechabez Midyon, so Lozar Kain said to the Anshei HaTzovo, what Moshe brought to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, from Tzavah to Moshe, Aches Azov, Vesakes, Vesanachishes, Vesanabazel, Vesabdil, Vesayfar, all the six types of metal. We know there's a mitzvah here of Hagolas Kelim as well. They need kashering. And then the Pasuk says, Ach v'minido yischata. Which the Gemara explains means, Ach v'minido yischata means it should be purified v'minido in mayim, which a nido is table in. In other words, 40 sa'ah. In other words, you have to be table, the kelim, metal kelim, you have to be table. There's a drosh in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Indian is actually the Rishami, which the Rishanim bring, who sort of depicts what this Indian is. And he says the Indian is Kadesh Yetsu Mitumose shall goy likutushosh shall Yisro. You're buying kalium from a goy. They shall Yetsu Mitumose should go out of from the tumor of the goy and to enter the kedusha of Yisro. And it's compared to Tefillas Ger. Like a person becomes a Ger and says, Tovu. So the kelim and go transfer from the possession of a goy to the possession of a yid. They go through a tefillah. Interesting thing. That's the inyan. The ma'aseh it's a mitzvah. There's actually machlekes rishonim. Is this a mitzvah deraisa? Mamish a drosha gemura on the pasuk, or is it nasmachta? The shittas Rambam is this. Not minatari, it's medivri sefrim, and the pasuk is nasmachta. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Chashabas, he's talking about the Inyan of being Tovah Kedmah Shabbos, he says that Harbi Poskim hold that it's Minat Torah, and he says that's the shit of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh. The shit of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh, Simon Kuf Chaf, which is the Simon about Tzvilas Kalim, says the Mishnah Berurah, he holds it's Minat Torah. That's the shit of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Maaseh of the Gemara also says, we know that it's only when you're buying from a goy. But if you borrow from a goy, like you drink in a goyish house or a bar, whatever it is, and you're drinking and you're using a real keli, you don't have to be tabled. You're allowed to use a goyish keli without being tabled, right? So the Gemara says, sure, if you borrow from a goy, you don't have to be tabled. It's only when you're buying it, then you have to, because then you have this alien of Kadesha Yetsu, which is Moshe Shel Shal Goy, Yoktor Shasi Se Yisrael. I once read there was a was an incident that they told Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zechasadig Lebrocha, that the Alter von Kelm, that's how they told Rabbi Zalman, the Alter von Kelm could tell on a keli whether it had gone undergone tvila. That means you have the suffix, you're not sure if it's been tabled. Sometimes you know it gets mixed up. You don't know, have we tabled it yet or not? So the Alter von Kelm could look at the keli, you could see if it's been tabled. Rabbi Zalman said, big deal, I can also do it. How? I try and be mitzayer by looking at the keli. Can I imagine the shame havaya, shame HaKadosh Baruch on the keli? If I can't, then I know it hasn't been tabled. So, we see a little bit with this Yishamik, the Yishamik, with the Moshe, the Rosh Yisrael, the keli sort of is in the Skadish, we don't understand a bit the Maisa. So, as we said, as Machleik, as if it's Minatayim with Rabbonim, the main shitta is the Shukhanah shitta is Minatayim. Now, we can clarify Hakira. What is the gedda of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah, it's Mamash Echiyuv, a mitzvah, Chayva, to be Tevah Lekeli? Or is it just a matter? In other words, that maybe the whole gedda is that there's an issa to use the issa to use the Keli, it's an issa, Hishtamshus the Keli without Tevila. And the Torah says you have to be Tevah to be matter, this Hishtamshus. That's the second side. Or no, or there's Mamash Echiv, it's a mitzvah to go along the table. What's the nafgemilah? There's two nafgemilahs I can think of. Number one, is there an inyan? We know that every mitzvah, there's something called mitzvah bo yosebe bishluchay. It's better to do the mitzvah yourself than asking someone else to do it. It's better for a person himself to be involved in the mitzvah. That's what Chazal tells us. So here, if it's a mitzvah to be table, do it yourself if you can. If it's just a matter, there's no mitzvah to be tabled. It's just the Torah says you can't use it without being tabled. So then it doesn't make a difference who does it, as long as it's done. Another nafkamina, we know there's something called zrizni makdima le mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has the reasons. So what happens if you buy kelim now for Pesach? New Pesach kelim, there's an offer, special offer, so I buy a kelim, whole set of kelim after Pesach. Is there an inyan bechal to be tabled now? Oh no, I've got time now. Wait till I have Pesach, and then I'll be tabled kelim. So if it's just a matter, that means when Atari is just an issa to use the kelim, and then you have to be able to allow it. So then I can wait till then, no problem. If there's a mitzvah to actually be able, the tefillah is a mitzvah, so there's a reason. There's an inyan, better to do it earlier, better to do it straight away. You have a mitzvah which is on you. There's a reason to do it straight away. Soon enough, good minutes. Okay. So there's a sefer called Chelkas Ben Yomin, which is on part of Yerodeah. So he says, he brings a raya from the Mishnah Berurah to answer the Shaila. Because the Mishnah Berurah says over there in the Chazabas, he says that even according to the Poskim, that it's a Minat Torah, that's how we take on, the whole mitzvah, the whole din is Minat Torah, but he says there's no issa to be mishtamish with a kelim Minat Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah. He says that's for sure, that the mitzvah is Minat Torah, but the issa to use it without tefillah is not mandatory. That's midrabbanon. Says the Chelkas Ben Yomin. So obviously, according to this, we see that this answers our question. That means there must be some mitzvah. It's not just a matter, because mandatory is not even an osa to use. There's no matter. So obviously, it must be that the gedder of the mitzvah is there's a mitzvah tefillah mandatory. And midrabbanon and Chazal added on that if it hasn't yet been tabled, there's an issa to use it. Okay. So it'll come out that these two nafkabinas, number one, mitzvah by Yishmashukha, do it yourself if you can. Number two, there's a reason. Better to do it earlier because you have a mitzvah to illustrate away. As soon as you buy keli, which you're planning to use, to eat with, If you're not planning to use them, there's no mitzvah. If you plan to use them, klei suda. The reason to do it earlier is better. What about the food? I mean, the food, let's say, went inside the keli. Is it osa? So we know there's an issa to use the keli, at least midrabbanan, there's an issa to use the keli for sure. What about the food went inside? It was cooked in the keli. Does this food become osa? Says the Shulchan Aruch, says Ramon, no. The food is definitely not osa. It's osa to use the keli, but if b'diavad the keli was used, it's not osa to use to eat the food. So what about if someone is a guest in someone else's house and these people are not so material mitzvahs and they're not tabling the keli? Can you eat the food now? Is there going to be a problem? So to go along and use this keli, let's say you want to make yourself a drink in the kitchen. To use this keli is an issa, even though you're not the bailim, but the issa ishtamshus is for you as well. When you're borrowing from a goy, there's no chiv at all. But to borrow from a yid, that's mefurish, shulchan aruch, tesis. To borrow from another yid, where this keli is chayav tevila, then it's also for you to use it as well. So for you to go along and make a drink in the kitchen with this glass in someone's house that hasn't been tabled, the keli is awesome. The question is, what happens if they serve you a meal? Can you not eat? So we said the food's not awesome. But you're using the cutlery, using the plates. So it's an interesting two heterim, I just want to say, over two chedushim in the poskim, which is going to help us in this situation, if it happens to us, right? Number one, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that they serve you a piece of cake, or some cold cuts, or some dry food on a plate. I don't really need the plate, it could be on the table as well. So it's not called using the plate. Shasat chak, he says. It's not called using the plate. Perhaps on the plate, it's a bit more etiquette, a bit more, you know, a bit more British to eat it on the plate, but I don't really need the plate. It's not called being mishtamash with the plate. I can't use the cutlery because I'm using the cutlery. And then I saw another chiddush, which is more encompassing, from a listener, Karelitz, and Sefer Chutzoni. So he says, he quotes, he brings him Arul Diskin. Arul Diskin says that this is very common. We buy food or drink in containers. Buy a bottle of wine. The glass bottle could be made by a goy, and in theory, it needs tefillah. So, do you have to pour out the wine straight away now? Coffee jar. You have to pour everything out because I can't use this keli now without opening. Says my real diskin. No, that's not called shimush with the keli. Just the fact that something's in, it's being stored in the keli. It's not called shimush. It's not called the stamshas. When I take out and I'm pouring out, I'm sort of using the keli. No, I'm just taking out from the keli. I'm just sort of emptying out. I'm not being stamish with the keli. That's what Marul Diskin said. Without him, we'd have a problem with the coffee jars and the wine bottles, etc. He's telling us that's not called usage of the keli, even when I'm taking out. So Rizm Kavelet takes it a step further.
Took too much coffee out of the jar, you can't
put
that back in the coffee.
Right. So that's what Mr. Karela says, that according to that, you wouldn't be able to put back, yeah. There is Lemaisa, there is the Chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a different thing. He talks about disposables, that it may not be considered the keli. Because nowadays we throw them out, we don't keep it afterwards, so it could be considered as disposable. There might be another head. Okay.
It's not allowed to bring a barrette from a small, let's say, a small bottle or a can of Coke.
One second, no, so I'm coming to that. So that's one head. So disposal, I wasn't going into that now, but Rishon Karel says like this, according to Smaril Diskin, he says, if you're eating in someone's house, they serve you a glass of drink, right? Or they serve you something in a bowl, what am I doing? I'm just now taking out the food. He's using Smaril Diskin. Smaril Diskin's talking about a bottle of wine or a coffee jar. That is not called shibush when I'm taking out, right? I'm just pouring out. So Rishon says, takes a step further. He says, if I'm eating soup from a bowl, that's what I'm also doing. They serve me soup in a bowl. I'm just taking out. Oh, the cutlery is a problem, right? He says, you can't use the cutlery, but let's say I can do without the cutlery. A drink. Soup is a wrong example. Okay. A drink, or whatever it is, or something on the plate. Cutlery is an issue. It's a problem. But The actual taking the food, using the bowl, it's not called ishtamshus. I'm just taking it out. I'm just taking it away from the bowl. That's what you're saying. It's not called shimush. Yeah, cutlery is a problem, Taka, that he doesn't have a hair to pull. Good to be talking.